You're listening to Rotary Radio UK with me, Steve Wood, and my guest today is
Stuart Walker. And I've been a Rotarian now for just 2 years. I'm passionate about the organisation because I believe that it helps and supports major charities around the world.
And you're a member of a club in Surrey.
That is true. Yes, I'm a member of the Banstead Rotary Club, which meets twice a month at the Cuddington Golf Club in order to develop its programme and to entertain visiting speakers that may come to represent local charities.
We have a very high regard of Banstead Rotary. Your club is one of the first that I visited in 2018 when we started, and I recall very clearly they gave me a cheque for £250, and I really felt that it was worthwhile, and that was for the station, not for me. But tell me a little bit. It would be interesting for listeners who aren't familiar with Rotary as such, a little bit about what Rotary does, what it's about.
Yeah, Rotary is probably one of the world's largest and probably most successful global organisations that I've come across. I was amazed when I learned that it had 1.4 million members in something like 40,000, 46,000 clubs around the world in over 200 countries. That is quite phenomenal. And it's been estimated by the Johns Hopkins University that Rotary members in general, over a year, will provide something like 47 million hours of volunteer time. And that can be estimated, if you want to do the cost basis, at something almost like $1 billion. So it is a very successful, very important charity, but it does really support local charities around the world.
How did you get involved with Banstead Rotary in the first place?
Well, I've always been keen on various humanitarian issues, and I'm a trustee for at least two or more charities. And I felt that most of my work, which had been ongoing in the African region and continent where my business is located, as well as my charity work, that I wanted to be involved in local charities. And it seemed to me, rather than going to one particular charity, that if I joined the Banstead Rotary Club, I would be working with something like a 12 or more local charities in my own vicinity.
There's a very impressive list of charities that the club is involved in. I picked out one in particular that struck me, which was memory cafes.
Yes, I mean, as you probably know, that with people living so much longer today because of the healthcare system that we have in this country, that many people are now suffering from senile dementia. And that puts enormous pressure not only on the individual, but also on the carers for those individuals. And so the Memory Cafe is an opportunity for people with dementia, together with their partners or family, to meet on a regular basis in order to get the support and encouragement and help that they need in order to cope not only with dementia, but with the caring of dementia patients.
And does the club support it financially, or do members volunteer? Tell me how that works.
It works in two ways. First of all, we often volunteer to be part of the group and attend and support those what we call memory cafes, which is an interesting expression. But also we offer the opportunity for somebody who runs that charity to visit our Banstead Rotary Club, as I indicated, which meets at the Cuddington Golf Club, in order to present what they're currently doing, and then we normally will make a donation to that charity. So we do it in two ways. We do it physically and also financially.
So somebody showed me a jokey poster today which said that over the course of your lifetime, you build up a huge bank of experience, And then you can't remember the password to the account, which made us both smile. Yeah, another one that I picked out was the Marsden March, which I guess is probably something to do, you know, with the other scourge of the elderly, perhaps cancer.
Yes, I mean, I have to say that cancer is probably one of the biggest scourges or diseases that's currently affecting us as a community today. And we're very fortunate at the Banstead Rotary Club, as we're adjacent, literally within a stone's throw, of the Royal Marsden Hospital. Now, I'm actually a governor of that hospital, but that doesn't mean to say I'm totally biased, but it does mean that the Royal Marsden Hospital is probably the most outstanding cancer hospital in Europe, if not one of the leading cancer hospitals in the world. And so what we do support that, and we have a march. This year it's going to be on the 12th of May. It's a Sunday where we invite local charities to come on that march, and we will generate funds not only for those charities, but also for the Royal Marsden Hospital itself. Over the years, we've made a major contribution to that organisation, such that they were able to build a new real research centre at the Royal Marsden Hospital, which is the Institute of Cancer Research.
I mean, cancer is no respecter of age. You get very small children to very old people. I mean, that gives us an opportunity to talk about some of the work you do for youth programs. Perhaps you could expand on that a little.
Yes, we're very keen, obviously, because we tend as an organization to be an aging population, if I'm totally honest with you, Steve. What we want to do is to encourage young people to think outside the box and to think in terms of being maybe outward looking to other charities. And so what we do, we support various youth programs. At the Banstead Rotary, we support a debate that is organized amongst both junior and senior members of a local schools, and we organize and pay for the opportunity for those to come together and to lead a debate on a particular topic or subject. But there are others around the world that have youth programs for maybe learning about computers, or indeed something to do with cuisine and cooking and that sort of thing. But what it is designed to do, it is both to organize and to support, and we particularly in Banstead support the local scouts and cubs in our area, in order to encourage them to think laterally and outside the box in order to think about charitable purposes and charities in the future.
Of course, that helps them to develop their sense of community and their place within it.
Absolutely. Because sadly, certainly in the UK and in the Western world, there tends to be today almost plenty of opportunities for young people to think more about themselves, their careers, and that sort of thing. But what we would like to do is to get them to think outside the box and think more about charities and those that are less fortunate around the world.
One of the things that I know we've supported on the station for you for a couple number of years is Santa's sleigh, which is not exactly topical on the day we're making this recording, but it's something that I think that produces a lot of money for you.
Well, I'm very excited about that. And in fact, personally, I involve myself in the Santa sleigh for the last 2 years. I've been Santa. I don't have the beard and that sort of thing, but I get dressed up. And the sleigh goes around the roads in the Banstead area. And each year we raise about £12,000. What is, I think, interesting to me is we invite local charities to support us on a daily basis as we go round the roads. And so half of the money that we generate goes to the local charities that are supporting us, and the rest of the money goes into our funds for supporting charities over a yearly period. But last year, I think we altogether, if you take into account the charity walk for the Royal Marsden and the Santa and other issues that we addressed, I think we raised over 22 million, 22,000, my apologies, £22,000.
I mean, well, 22 million would have been exceptional, but 22,000 is a remarkable sum. How many members are there in your club?
We're a fairly small club. We're about 20 or so members, and that is why we're trying to encourage people to think about joining the Banstead Rotary or any other local Rotary clubs. There are many in the area, so in a sense, we're not in competition, but we're in collaboration. What I do want to mention, Steve, in passing, partly because in my business world, I'm working closely with the Gates Foundation, and I want to mention that the Gates Foundation have agreed to give, now we are talking in large terms, $100 million dollars to give to the Rotary in order for us to match funding that amount of money. And that would mean over a 3-year period, we would have a significant amount of support, not only from something as big as the Gates Foundation, but also our own members, which has helped us in the past to eradicate virtually polio from the world, which was a major scourge for so many years.
General idea that people have about Rotary is that it's a group of old men in suits sitting round a table having lunch once a week. And there's very little appreciation of just what the clubs are doing locally, nationally, and internationally.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I think we need to somehow get across to the public that we are not that old man's group, but we are a modern, outgoing, initiative generating, which supports projects around the world, but locally as well as internationally, that changes the world. We often say that by changing the world, it's life-changing for individuals, where we provide food. We do support a number of food banks, as you probably are aware. But in Africa and those developing countries, we're supporting food and medicines and water and education, which are so fundamental to improving the lot of those that are less privileged.
People sitting listening to the two of us chatting might be thinking, well, Rotary, perhaps, you know. What are the benefits of joining a Rotary club and being part of this organisation?
Well, I think there are several benefits as far as I'm concerned. And the first of those is that it actually has extended my community locally. So I find now that I'm very much engaged with a number of people that go to our regular meetings because they have become close friends and it enlarges my social environment. Secondly, because there are a number of people like myself who are business orientated, who've run companies or been in the business world, I find that it actually can develop business opportunities as well. And thirdly, it gives you a feeling of, I think it's confidence and encouragement to recognize that you're not just thinking about yourself, but you're thinking about others that can be of value and how you can help them. We've mentioned dementia. We have other organizations that are concerned with supporting age concern. There is the macular charity where people get macular degeneration. So the list goes on, and only this last week, we had a presentation from a lady that is supporting and promoting the air ambulance in the Suffolk, Kent, I think it is, and Surrey areas, which costs around 19 million a year, and very little comes from the government. Most of it comes from charities, and that would include our own, where we would make some support for such an initiative that would save lives.
Thinking specifically about Banstead Rotary Club, if someone's listening and wants to join, how do they do that?
My suggestion is that first of all, you might want to just go to Banstead Rotary website, where you get all the information in a very a sort of pictorial summary format, which indicates what we're doing, what's coming up in the next month or so, what we've achieved just recently. It's a website that I have to say is kept right up to date. So you'll see pictures there of only the meeting that we had this week. And on that, there is an opportunity to contact either Jane Lingsworth, who is our president, or David, who is our secretary, and apply to say, can we know more about your organization? And can we think about what it would be if we wanted to join?
And there's no barrier to age or gender or ethnicity.
Absolutely not. No, we welcome all kinds of people from all walks of life, both young and old, and we're not biased in terms of ethnicity. No, of course not. Actually, we welcome any who would like to join us.
Great. Well, that would appear to be a very good point on which to wrap this up. So, Stuart, thank you very much for spending the time to talk to us this afternoon, and I hope that you keep in touch with us as much as you possibly can.
I certainly will. I've enjoyed the opportunity to talk to you, Steve, and it means that this is an opportunity, hopefully, to promote the Banston Rotary Club to those who might be interested in the area. Thank you very much.